classified U.S. military and diplomatic documents in 2010, took asylum at Ecuador's embassy in London, and after has been imprisoned in London, all totaling about 12 years. Assange expected to plead guilty to one charge and walk free. Arguments over a limited gag order and over tossing out the classified documents case against Donald Trump were heard by a federal judge in Fort Pierce, Florida today. No rulings yet. The U.S. accusing Iran of flagrantly violating the terms of the Iran nuclear deal, of hampering work of U.N. inspectors.
Iran continues to deny the international community visibility into its nuclear activities.
U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood at a U.N. Security Council meeting today. The Biden administration is expected to announce another military aid package for Ukraine, according to a U.S. official. This is ABC News. Several organizations and individuals are filing lawsuits aiming to block a controversial new law in Louisiana.
The American Civil Liberties Union, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation were joined by parents of Louisiana public school children suing to stop a law that requires the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in every public school classroom and at state-funded universities starting next year. The plaintiffs say the measure is unconstitutional. Supporters say the Ten Commandments are foundational documents of Louisiana state and the federal government. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The container ship Dolly left Baltimore for Virginia today, nearly 3 months after it lost power and crashed into one of the Francis Scott Key Bridge supports, collapsing it into Baltimore Harbor. Coast Guard provided a 500-yard safety zone around the vessel. The Dolly will have about 1,500 cargo containers offloaded at the Port of Virginia. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A low of 69 tonight with showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe. Tuesday, early morning showers possible, then partly cloudy, very warm and muggy, a high of 87. Wednesday, mostly sunny, not as warm, a high of 77. 75 Thursday, and Friday, mostly cloudy and more humid, with periods of rain and thunderstorms.
Thanks for that information, Phil. Yes, I didn't catch that in time. Sorry about that, folks. Been kind of busy around here, but at least Phil kind of has the idea on what the weather's going to be. And, of course, our latest forecast, it's they're saying a lot of those storms may come in after 2 a.m., according to Brittany Merlot. So we'll see what happens. Right now, we are under a severe thunderstorm warning, and that is out for it's out for Iowa County, northeastern Iowa County, and Columbia County until 8:15. And we are getting some strong storms. They said that could be going through our Richland County area here until 8:15, these stronger storms again. Raining out there again, pretty good, but not like it has been or it did earlier today or this evening. And also remember, there's a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa and Sauk counties, and that's until 1 a.m. So I'm thinking that's about when a lot of those bigger storms will be coming through. And I'll keep you up to date on that, too. Those are the only counties in the areas, but that could expand depending on how the storm is, whether it strengthens or whether it weakens. Hopefully weakens. But anyways, right now our temperature is 72 degrees, and winds are out now picking up a little bit. They're out of the southeast at 8 miles per hour. Once again, 71 degrees in Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
But I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Great.
That was Tim McGraw with One Bad Habit at 8:06. I just wanted to pass along information that severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect for northeastern Iowa County. It looks like that has expired. So that's a good thing when these warnings, they expire sooner than they are supposed to, which always means that either the storm is traveling at a faster pace or they are kind of weakening. So I'm hoping it's the weakening thing. Possibility, we're down to 72 degrees right now from a high of 84 today. So that's quite the drop. So that's always nice when it gets a little cooler, but I may be wrong on that. Don't take my word for it. As I said, I am not a weatherman. I just report what I hear on the radio. So if we get it and you say, don't blame it on Tim, blame it on the meteorologists and stuff. But meteorologists are good. They do a great job. They work really hard. I shouldn't have said that. But it's like I say, don't with the weather, it's not my fault. But, and you know, meteorologists too, they may see stuff and, you know, these storms, they pop up so quickly. So I know a lot of times we give the meteorologists a hard time, but I really praise them during this time because I know they're really busy now with all the storms coming through and the ones that are expected to come through. So if you hear different weather than what is predicted, like I say, these storms, sometimes they appear out of nowhere, as we found on Saturday. On Saturday, it looked like early in the evening there wasn't going to be a lot of rain here in our area, and before you know it, all started up because of the weather system. So those are hard to predict sometimes. So meteorologists, I mean, they do an excellent job, but they're human too. They have ideas that sometimes they can't predict those storms that come in. So our hats off to them. And also hats off to all our road crews that have been working hard over the past couple days, trying to get things clear so people can get around safely and barricading the roads that nobody should be going down. So we got to give a lot of praise to them too, because they've been putting in a lot of work. And I know Saturday they've had a lot of late hours they put in with all the storms that went through and all the flooding and mudslides that went on the area. So hats off to you guys too. Thank you for making things safe for each and every one of us around the area. And just remember, there is that severe thunderstorm watch out for Iowa and Sauk counties for now until 1 o'clock in the morning. And so if that happens before then, I'm going to be here a little later tonight than I usually am. I'll keep you up to date, keep you company here. And then if something does come up, I will definitely let you know. But it looks like a lot of the weather has kind of died off a bit, a lot of our really severe, stronger stuff, but I could always do it. But so I think I will switch us back to our programming, our regular music. If something comes up, I will break in periodically and I'll let you know what's up. So thank you for listening to WRCL. Continue listening. And stay safe out there wherever you are. And if you do see any strong storms coming in, get in someplace where it's safe.
It's Friday, getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so rain. Go get juiced down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting round the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's tonight.
kiss you goodnight. Hey, let old river can wait another night. Tell me that you love me if it's true.
Singing about Keith. I don't know. Is your name Keith? Is she singing about you? Who knows? Maybe if you know Kaylee especially, maybe she is singing about you. But good song by Kaylee there. And before that, we had Toby Keith with Oklahoma Breakdown. And I think it's one of my favorite songs sung by the late, great Toby Keith, who we unfortunately lost not too long ago. And right now, our time is 8:16, and our temperature is at 72 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. And I checked the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and we are up to, we have received 76 hundredths of an inch right now, or 76 one hundredths of an inch of rain. So quite a bit of rain tonight so far. Hopefully not too much more. We'll see how those storms there. I may not be around when the bigger ones. Looks like a lot of them may not come in until after 2 o'clock. We'll see what happens. But I will keep an ear open, and if there's anything else, I can always pop back and let you all know what happens if it isn't too late. But we'll just wait and see what happens there. But I'm going to stick with you at least for a while here, and we'll see what transpires with our weather, because you never know when that weather is going to be coming in and what will happen. Just wanted to let you know that the American Red Cross Blood Drive is being held tomorrow from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Appointments are preferred. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Also tomorrow, Julie Cairns State Farm in Richland Center is hosting an Impact Life Blood Drive. And that's going on from 10 to 3. To make an appointment, you can call 1-800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter, bloodcenter.org. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins will also be welcome. And also tomorrow is the Family Thrift Shop's monthly board meeting, and that's going to be held at 1 o'clock at the Park Street Christian Church right here in Richland Center. Reminder, there is that severe thunderstorm watch out for Iowa and Sauk counties. That is out until 1 o'clock this morning.
The Spring Green Arts Fair this weekend is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Included are fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The fair is Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. For more information, go to springgreenartfair.com.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier. From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. My lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in. My told me goodbye. My second love convinced me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth played crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't. You
Dierks Bentley with a remake of the Tom Petty classic, American Girl. And, yeah, right now our time is 8:27, and temperature, now we're up to 73. We're down to 72, so the temperatures are starting to rise a little bit, so we'll see what happens, if that'll interfere with anything. A lot of the rain, it's still raining a little bit out there, not as heavy as it was, but looking better than it was, but we'll keep our eye out and see what happens later this evening. I have a feeling the way I was looking at the radar, that other one may not come until back after the 2 o'clock hour, so I don't know if I'm going to be around for that if it does come in, but I will, at home, I will keep my ear open and see what happens. But I'm going to be around here for a little bit longer yet. I'm going to just see if anything comes up with any of the weather. It looks like the radar looks pretty good so far. And remember, there is that severe thunderstorm watch until 1 a.m. for Sauk and Iowa counties. And the Nerchlands isn't in that. So it might mean that maybe the storm is going to stay a little bit to the east of the Richland County area. But, you know, storms can always change their minds. So we'll just keep an eye on that. And I'll let you know, keep you up to date here probably within the next half hour what happens as far as that goes. And right now, the Milwaukee Brewers, well, not too good right now. And see, they're playing in Milwaukee. It's in the middle of the fifth. And old Texas Rangers are world champions. But they don't have that great a record this year. They're 37-40. And they're 17-21 on the road. But they're doing a pretty decent job against the Brewers, as the Brewers are losing by a score of 2-0 right now, and that's going into the bottom of the fifth. So hopefully maybe Milwaukee can get those bats going and drive in a few runs and come back and take the lead and hopefully beat those pesky Rangers. And you can hear the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
A low of 69 tonight with showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe. Tuesday, early morning showers possible, then partly cloudy, very warm and muggy, a high of 87. Wednesday, mostly sunny, not as warm, a high of 77. 75 Thursday, and Friday, mostly cloudy and more humid, with periods of rain and thunderstorms.
And thanks again, Phil. And our current temperature is 74 degrees, and winds are calm right now, and we did receive so far 76 one-hundredths of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios. There is a maybe some strong storms possible after 2 a.m., and there is a severe thunderstorm watch out for Sauk and Iowa counties. And once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
C-cup martinis. Second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't wanna shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't wanna wake up kissing nobody. Talking, last call on Milwaukee, out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around.
she loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Like a cloud full of rain shouldn't hang in the sky. I shouldn't burn on a bumblebee fly. If you feel so happy, then why do you cry? Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Like an ocean liner shouldn't float on the sea. A pearl in an oyster of a circus of fleas. Someone so perfect can't be falling for me. Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Nothing but love is less than confusing. Can win when you lose it, stand when you fall, and I can figure it out. Nothing but love can make an equation of the short of the maze. And wish I could explain it, but I don't know how. The way that we dance, the reason we dream, that big Italian tower, oh, how does it lead? Something so strong shouldn't make me this weak. Oh, nothing but love makes sense.
Trespassing signs, burning time with friends I used to know. All the years have washed away, voices, faces, and the names. But anytime I think about those days, I remember the music that was playing, the way we were singing. Yeah.
to different dreams. All I know is someone said goodbye. Maybe we weren't ready yet to let go of our innocence. I guess we'll never know the reason why. Broken hearts, tears, and mistakes all vanish like a summer rain. When I close my eyes, I see.
To boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76, visit staples.com/print for details.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm in Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
100.9 WRCO.
Another midnight wine confession, a drunk therapy session, raising up our glasses to another loser's lies. Hey, you're just learning your lesson. Don't need to be messing with this sorry piece of nothing kind of guy. He's a long gone John. He does you wrong. Tells you that he loves you, then leaves you all alone. Girl, when you gonna see it? He's never gonna be it. He's just another short. mission, drunk therapy session, raising up our glasses.
I had a bad dream last night. The whole world was ending right before my eyes. There were fires and there were floods, and everyone was running out of time. It made me wonder what I'd do if we really came to the end. I don't think I'd spend my last hours at an altar or somewhere making toast to good old days. The more I think about it, all I'd really want to do is watch the world end. In a field by your side and watch every star falling out of the sky, and I'd steal a kiss from your sweet lips one last time, and I wouldn't be afraid as long as your hand was in mine. Spend my last hours at an altar or somewhere making toast to good old days. The more I think about it, all I really want to do is watch the world end with you. I'd watch the world.
Was Trace Adkins featuring Colby Calais and Watch the World End. 8:53 is our time. Our temperature, now we're back up to 75. That temperature is starting to go back up again, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. It was down to 72 at one point. So hopefully that's not a bad sign, but it is supposed to warm up tomorrow. They're talking Brittany Merlot says actually the high is supposed to be 87 tomorrow. So it is going to be a warm one tomorrow. Hopefully there won't. But they're not talking about any storms. And then it's supposed to cool down to about 79 on Wednesday, which is nice because that's my day off. So it's, I've been pretty lucky. It's on my days off. The weather has been pretty has been pretty decent. But it's good to see, though, after like tomorrow and Wednesday, no rain in the forecast. Maybe on Thursday and Friday that they say spotty showers and thunderstorms on those days. So hopefully that will be a good sign. And temperatures are 73 on Sunday, too, for a high. So those are positive things to look at. We hate this weather, and, you know, we don't like how the weather has been. And I feel, you know, hopefully everybody's been staying safe, and hopefully nobody's had too much damage on that. But that's the one thing we have to be thankful for, that we are safe. And there's always positives that look at, and if you look forward ahead at the forecast ahead, that's a positive right there. But main thing, like I say, in the storms, as long as you got your health and everybody's safe around you, hopefully nobody got injured, and as long as everybody around you are safe, that's always a positive to take with you, because, you know, you can't, these storms can really get you down and stuff, but you know, there's always the positive things to look at. And I looked at it, and it's like, wow, 76 100ths of an inch of rain again today. And you just think, well, I always think, you know, I'm not worried about myself. I'm always worried about everyone around me. I'm hoping everybody's safe. And it's been great to hear that people that I know and are around me are staying safe during these storms. But we'll make it. We'll get through it. And it's, I know we got a long summer, but who knows? Maybe as we get in further into the summer, we won't have all this rain and things will dry out and things will be back to normalcy. But as far as that goes, I'm going to head on out, because it looks like there's no threats of severe weather yet in the immediate area or in the WRCO listening area. I've been looking at a storm that's tracking from the north. It looks like it may track the east of Richland County, but once again, don't quote me on that. I'm not a weatherman. I'm just looking at what the radar is showing. And it looks like a lot of those heavier storms might be going towards the east of Richland County. But I'm going to be at home for a while. I'm going to keep an eye on it. And if it gets to the state where, you know, they're talking maybe possible, you know, really severe weather or tornadoes, I may come on back. But otherwise, we'll have the EAS on. And so that'll alert you if anything happens in the early mornings. And I just hate to come in and be sitting here and nothing actually happens and have Phil have to wake me up in the morning when he comes in to do his Light in the Milk House show at 5 tomorrow morning. And by the way, be sure to tune into that, and Phil keep you up to date on what's happening with the storms and how much rain we actually did. And Joanne will as well during the newscast in the early morning too. So be sure to listen to WRCO. As for me, I have tomorrow off, but I will be back again on Thursday if I'm not back again tonight, which I hope we won't, because then that means everyone is going to be safe from storms. But other than that, I will be back again Thursday to bring you some more great music after the sports report at 5:20. And Thursday, we may have a little rain then, but that's a little ways off. So we'll see what happens as it gets closer. Hopefully it won't be another night. You know, we've had Saturday night stuck around and helped Phil because we had all those bad storms and stuff. And then, of course, today wasn't quite as bad. But tomorrow will be a better day. The sun will be coming out tomorrow. Well, at least they said partly cloudy, but there will be some tomorrow. It's like, I was going to say the sun is coming out tomorrow, and don't worry, I was going to sing that song from Annie. I don't want to scare my listeners away. But anyways, have a great evening, and thanks again for making WRCO a part of your day. And please, most of all, stay safe. And if you're out driving around, you see water in the roadway, please turn around. Don't drown. Okay, taking us up to AP News time is Eric Paisley with a song about a girl. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I will talk to you on Thursday. And please, like I said, stay safe.
Song about a girl that goes like this. Oh, little heartbreak queen, rocking the jeans, baby, just read my lips. who's looking back, singing about goodbye.